Bruce, wrinkled like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. This is a show called Particles and Waves. It is an eclectic music program, and every so often things sort of adhere to a bit of a theme. Today has a small theme. I bet you can guess what it is. I process things through music. I process emotions. I process events. And I think that we could use an hour of music that doesn't distract from the season finale of, oh dear God, what's going on in the United States, but will both, I think, comfort and amuse. And I'm really excited to play it all for you. But first, I have something incredibly, incredibly exciting because a couple of years ago at the Rifflandia concert, I saw a band that was headed by a woman, and the band called themselves Isabel Trigger, and she's just got the most incredible, incredible voice. I was blown away. I got an email yesterday that Isabel Trigger has renamed themselves to Fortune Killers. They've just released a new single earlier this week. Music video is coming out this Thursday, and they are going to be playing a show in Vancouver at the Hindenburg on November 11th. Doors are at 8 p.m. So they emailed me with this information and with the track, Fool's Gold. So I'm going to play it for you. I love it. I've always liked Isabel Trigger. Whatever the name that band is going by, they can't do nearly enough. So please enjoy Fool's Gold and so much more coming up here on Particles and Waves.
Like the secret agent's wife, so ambiguous, like shadows in the night. Spend a lifetime digging, searching for the mind. What I'm looking for is buried by design. Finally feast.
I made my
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard an artist named Alexandria Mayotte, I'm going to assume, although I've gotten into trouble for assuming that double L's in the last name automatically means a French pronunciation, but she is from Vancouver, and she is 22 years old and is just an incredibly, incredibly talented musician. So that was a track called The Floor from her newly released album, which is called Time. Before that, Jadea Kelly, another Canadian songstress, with Good Girl off of her album Love and Lust. And at the top of the show, Fortune Killers with their new single Fool's Gold. Please, please make sure to check them out. And they have, if you are in Vancouver this Friday, they are going to be performing a show. So with that sort of nice chill opening in place, I hope that we're all a little bit relaxed. I don't know about you. I've been holding just a little bit of tension in my shoulders. It's an effect of grad school plus drama. But one of the things that this election has really, really brought out is the concept of reactionary, of pushing back against progress. That's really what has happened here. This is the final push. One would hope the final push. But this is the most virulent example of what a lot of the right wing ended up turning into, which is reacting against change, reacting against the increased role of women, of people of color, of LGBT people, just coming into prominence in North American roles, really. And so one of my favorite film professors once told us that, and I can't remember the source of the quote, I've since looked, but in effect that nostalgia is remembering a thing that never actually happened. There is no such thing as the good old days. There never ever was. And we proceeded to do an entire class of film class looking at exactly why nostalgia does and doesn't work and how it falls apart. So I was really pleased to when I saw that the Canadian duo, it's called Duo Tang, they are back after a 15-year hiatus with a new album called New Occupation. They're from Winnipeg. They've been around for forever, since 1996, but they took a good long break. But the first track off of their new album is called Nostalgia's a Vice. So I want to play that for you because it's exactly true. And I've really, in the very intense months sort of leading up to today, I've often gone back to the Hairspray soundtrack of all things. But there's a lyric in the finale song, which is that yesterday is history and it's never coming back. And it's true. You can never go back. You can only go forward. And nostalgia is nice. You know, it can be comforting, but it doesn't work. There's no good old days. There is no great again. So here is Nostalgia's Advice by Duo Tang. After that, I've got I've got a song by Altamita and a protest, one of my favorite protest songs by Against Me, and much, much more. So please stay tuned and enjoy. Against Me with a track called White People for Peace off of their album New Wave, which came out a ridiculously almost 10 years ago. That's insane. Before that, Borrowed Suit, Secondhand Dress, a track by Altamita from the album Dirty Rain, and Duo Tang with Nostalgia's Advice from the new album New Occupation. If you have been listening regularly, you know that I've really been enjoying the absolute heck out of the Burning Hell's newest album, Public Library. It's very literary. It's very, very wordy. It's basically me as an album. So they have a track that I thought was very, very apropos for today, but it does come with a slight content warning because the track is called Fuck the Government, I Love You. So if you are listening with people who are a smidge sensitive to those kinds of things, please come back and rejoin us in around 5 minutes. Yeah, but the reason I really wanted to play this song was to give a shout out to all of the intellectuals at parties with vegetarian friends who will toss out stuff like that because we can, and it's a privilege to be able to sip wine and rail against the government without danger, and we should be able to keep doing that. Everyone in a free country should. And also, it's very, very funny. So please enjoy that. Thank you.
We met at the New Year's party of my vegetarian friend.
I said I was studying English.
I told you I was in a band.
I asked what the band was called.
I said it's called The Burning Hell.
I said I've never heard of you.
I said that's probably just as well. Just to make conversation, I told you about a dream I had with Jean Baudrillard, was rapping with Public Enemy shouting don't believe the hyper real with Flava Flav and Chuck D.
And I said I think we might have a lot in common then, possibly because I'm also a musician and also a student of hip-hoposophy.
You you mentioned you used to play the clarinet in high school in the early years of the millennium when you were young.
And you said you're hired, the pay is negligible, and the tour starts next month.
You asked what I was working on. I said, I'm writing an album of love songs.
I laughed and said, love songs are dumb.
And I said, yeah, wait till you hear these ones.
Pass the wine, fuck the government, I love you. Three statements overheard at once in the crowded room. But I could not be sure which one had come from you.
So I passed you the wine and said, yes, fuck the government, I love you too.
We danced a little bit.
My vegetarian friend was playing the hits of Will Smith, and we got jiggy with it there on the dance floor.
The living room dance floor,
that's where it happened. You stole my heart,
I stole a kiss.
We stole someone else's gin by accident.
At some point we got cornered by an amateur poet neither of us knew.
Either he had no one else to talk to or couldn't pick up on simple social cues.
Step by step we backed away until we backed up all the way into the bathroom together.
We told the poet that we always go together, 'cause that's what happens when you've been dating forever.
We stayed in there for ages hoping the amateur poet would go. It was awkward. We came out and found he discovered someone else to bother. And suddenly it was midnight and old Lang Syne time.
Countdowns and gratuitous public making out. And we started shouting, 'cause everyone else was shouting. And isn't it fun to shout?
Fuck the government, I love you. Three statements overheard at once in the crowded room. But I could not be sure which one had come from you. So I passed you the wine and said, yes, fuck the government, I love you too.
Yes, fuck the government, I love you too.
That was The Burning Hell with Fuck the Government, I Love You from their album Public Library. I wanted to jump in because this has been, as I can imagine, a very stressful week for most people who are either paying attention to the news or if you are, like me, in graduate school. This time of the year is just kind of triage mode. But there was a light at the end of the tunnel last couple days ago. I don't know, time has no meaning for me right now, but very, very recently, Mother Mother released a new single. Mother Mother is one of my favorite bands ever. Their album, The Styx, is just, it destroys me. I adore it so much. They started out with this very cool little folk vibe. When I'd first heard them back in 2008, you may have heard stuff like Oh My Heart and Hayloft and whatnot, but they've moved in a more synth rock direction ever since, and it really sounds phenomenal on them. It's very much what Metric, the band, has done, but pulled off way, way, way better. So I want to play the new single ahead of an early 2017 full album release. We don't know yet what that's called or the track list or anything, but I've been listening to this new single, which is called The Drugs, pretty regularly over the weekend, certainly. And I particularly have loved the lyric, give my blessing to depression, I've had enough of it, because boy, I certainly have. So yeah, enjoy The Drugs by Mother Mother. After that, If Raymond Carver Were Born in the 90s by Library Voices and a little bit of Kristen Control here on Particles and Waves.
Cause you're hotter than the sun, and you're better than the drugs I used to love.
I wouldn't lose my decadence. I'd do away with all the dirtiness for your love. Uh-huh. I would become innocent. I listen to everything.
Yeah. It's all shit's driving.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Show Me by Kristen Control off of Excommunicate, the very excellent album that she just released. Before that, If Raymond Carver Were Born in the 90s by Library Voices off of their album Summer of Lust, and The Drugs by Mother Mother, which is a brand new single they dropped on Friday, I think, and is really great, and I can't wait for the whole rest of the album. We have to make it to 2017. There are so many good things that are going to happen in 2017, and that's one of them. Star Wars 8 is another. So, coming into, goodness, the last 15 minutes of the show, it's amazing how fast these things always go. And one of the other things about this election that has never ended and dragged the rest of the world along with us is that it really throws into sharp relief just how lucky we were 8 years ago, 16 years ago. Like, boy, things were bad, don't get me wrong, and there was a lot of really horrible, shady politics, and the problems were all there, but when you do think, like, when you watch Arrested Development now, and you just see how furious they were with the Bush administration, and how the writers really genuinely thought that this was the absolute lowest that American democracy could possibly descend, and they had to have hit bottom. This was absurd. There were clowns everywhere. Just, you know, the country seemed to be falling apart. And it's so cute now. It's adorable. It's really, I talk about nostalgia. So a little bit last week, I talked about protest music and how we really only tend to get good protest music when there's an, you know, somebody that people can get mad about and write very good things protesting it. And one of my favorite sort of pieces of protest music is actually twofold. One is the Green Day album American Idiot, which really ended up being much better than I think we all ended up giving it credit for, because it was way overplayed and none of us wanted to hear Wake Me Up When September Ends ever again. But when you go back and listen to it, it holds up fairly well. And even if you don't like it, Dean Gray has your back, because he's a mashup artist who released something called The American Edit, and it's a mashup of American Idiot and everything else under the sun, and it really does give the extra oomph to the political aspect of that album. And by the way he mixed in different influences, like, really brought it to the forefront and made it what American Idiot wanted to be. So I want to play a song from The American Edit. It's one of my favorite songs. I've played it on the radio before, but it really seems especially apt for a couple of reasons. One, because it's a good reminder of, you know, not to repeat the past. Two, because it's really just super jazzing to hear how angry Billy Joe gets about putting Arnold Schwarzenegger in office. Oh my gosh, we were naive. And three, I think all of you, especially the nerds, can probably hear, will be able to hear why this song is particularly apt for today, because if we've wanted a hero to swoop in and save the day, well, this is a good little 5 minutes of fantasy fulfillment on that. And so please enjoy Doctor Who on holiday.
Either with those who love freedom, are you with those who hate innocent life?
All inferior creatures are to be considered the enemy of the Daleks at this point.
Well, either you're with us, or you're the enemy.
We all may go one. We are the superior beings.
We'll be right back. don't do what I want, and that's what's up. Ain't looking for a man to hold me up. Black coat, pink balaclava. Throw back a double and we'll go out.
Chris Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Welcome back. I only have a couple minutes left. You just heard Molotov Girls by the Zolas off of their album Swooner. Played last minute switch in because not only are girls somewhat in an empowered mood today, but also for that one goes out to Scotty Nell Hughes, who said Mazel Tov cocktails on CNN and just... Wow, that of course it had to end there. Before that, Doctor Who on Holiday by Dean Grey off of the really, really fabulous American Edit album. And that's going to bring me to the end of my show. I only have one more song for you, and it's going to make all my Fallout fans really either happy or terrified, but I couldn't resist. So this is Deerhoof. They have a new album out called The Magic, and in it they have a little tiny brief blip of a cover of I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. For those Americans listening, do us right and make it so that we don't end up living we don't end up calling to mind the use of this song in an apocalypse video game. Thank you so much for listening to Particles and Waves. I will be away next week, but back the week after. And yeah, please enjoy.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act.